E2HXS mobile listing.
Hello, well, good morning, Dave.
Hey, Rusty, good morning, what's up?
In the town of Piedmont this morning.
Sounds like fun.
Did property inspection this morning.
Oh, once again, sounds like fun. Yeah, I'm heading to go change out a condenser coil. I'm over here, I'm going to be in traveler's rest here in just a few minutes.
Out of my yard without trying to get out without getting hit this morning. My little road we used to be not very big, not very much traveled, is very much traveled now, so, you know, it's that way.
When you pull out of your driveway, you really got to pay attention to the cars coming to the left because it's a little bit of a blind hill there.
Well, when you pull out of my driveway, you got to be aware of the cars coming from both left or right because the people coming over that hill cannot see your driveway until they're at the crest of it, and the people coming from the left coming around that curve over that bridge can't see your driveway until they get off that bridge. So, I mean, it's a no-win situation either direction.
I know. I've experienced it a few times, remember?
Oh, yeah. And then I get people to come down here where Anderson Mill Road meets Old Georgia Road who make a right turn off of Anderson Mill onto Old Georgia without a turn signal. So you don't know whether they're going to go straight or make a turn. That's always nice, too.
My head is on a swivel so much more these days because of the way people are driving around here. It's not even funny. I do the speed limit maybe a few miles more, but that's it. You know, I got people on my tailgate like you wouldn't believe.
I regularly kick off people over here on my road and Andersonville Road. The speed limit is 35 over here. Max I make is 36. And they get behind me and it's a no passing on this whole road. Hey, tough. Drive the speed limit like you're supposed to, idiots.
Well, it's the same thing when I'm on Taylor's Road. They come out of my house. They come down. And it's a little squirrely, you know, it's a little windy road, but it's 35, and I'll do 40, and I can't see the person's headlights. They're so close to me. It's like, wow.
Off of this road onto Nazareth Church Road to go to my church. And one Sunday morning, there was a fellow that came around, and then you get off, you make the turn, and you go down maybe 100 yards, and then the road starts curving hard to the right. And I had some idiot come around me on one Sunday morning and pass me, and it's all double yellow line the whole way to my church. And he passed me and went around that curve, and I thought, fool, you're going to meet someone coming the other way, and ain't going to be enough left to you to pick up with a sponge.
Oh, yeah. No, we were up on Highway 11 one time. Same difference, you know. I think it's 55 up there on 11. And we're doing, you know, my wife is driving, and she's doing, I think, 60 or something, and then a little car come whipping past us. I'm like, holy cow, really?
Oh, yeah, and they do it on a regular basis over here, so. One of these days, and one of our people from church would come around, went around a curve. She was headed back to the church one Sunday morning, and some pickup truck come around the other way on the curve, and here she comes around her side. The other guy, he ends up going off into the woods, and it was not a pretty sight. And that's a little two-lane road, so it closed down completely. So go figure.
I know, I hear you. I'm on 276 right now, and there's somebody on my tailgate right now. It's like, gee whiz, come on.
That is all, Dave. There's a little section over here on this on Anderson Mill Road that it dips down in, crosses a creek, and it's heavy trees on both sides, so this 2 meter doesn't get through.
I got you. No, I'm on 276 right now, heading up into Travelers, and I got people on my butt right. Well, he backed off finally. Thank God.
Down 85, and then you get off on the back roads to get into Piedmont, where I've got to go. So strange, the address for this place is Piedmont, but I get off down there at the exit for Powdersville. So I got to figure out how I get to a Piedmont address going down to Powdersville. I'll figure it out.
That's Mark. You'll get there. All right, Rusty, let me get out of here. I got to pay attention to traffic here. I will catch you later. WU2TKB2HXS.
All right, well, I'm going to be down here a while because where I'm headed, not only do I got to take pictures, I got to draw a diagram of the building. It's going to be interesting. Talk to you later. KB2HXS, W2T Mobile.
Did you just confuse me to Tom? Oh, my goodness. All right, all right. See you later, KB2HXS.